Welcome. I'm Daniel Vnukovsky, and it's always a pleasure to host a distinguished artist and director in our studio. Returning to the jukebox, we have Brian Ray, who has been running Choral Works for many a year now, and he's very excited for his upcoming program coming up May 4th, Saturday at 7 p.m. up here in Collingwood at the First Presbyterian Church. Choral Works is the name, and Spring Symphony is the title of the concert. Welcome, Brian. Welcome back.
Thank you, Daniel, for having me. It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you, and we are always excited when your choral group is flourishing the way it is, creating grand music events, exquisite programming. I always have to commend you on very interesting works you bring to Collingwood, and you allow that that group to glow with magnificent sounds. And congratulations to you on keeping it running in challenging times.
Well, so, and we're doing challenging works this year.
And very challenging works. I see Lenny Bernstein in the program, right. The glorious Chichester Psalms, followed by John Rutter, Feel the Spirit, some spirituals in that
right.
one.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Years ago, I was the organist of St. Michael's Cathedral, and one of the works we did was none other than the Chichester Psalms in an yep. arrangement for organ, harp, and percussion. I was the organist there, and I always wanted to do it again. And here I have the opportunity to
perfect.
Do it with orchestra and solos. It'll be a wonderful evening.
How many years ago was that? You were organist at St. Michael's Cathedral.
I was the organist there for 40 years.
40 years. But and how long ago did you play the Bernstein?
In the 70s.
In the 70s, well. Oh, what yeah. is that, half a century?
I was very young at that age.
Fantastic, fantastic. This is a little bit of your coming back to your time there.
But, you know, the work is in three movements.
Yeah.
And the opening movement is sung joyously, whatever, beautiful, you know, very, very loud and whatnot.
Yeah. Jubilant entry.
Jubilant.
And these are based on the Psalms.
Boisterously, as Leonard Bernstein used to yeah. say.
Full of vibrant spirit right from the start.
There's a second movement that's interesting from the point of view that starts with a very fine melody with the upper voices,
yeah.
and then the men come in later, sort of rumbling because they're sort of in a conflict situation, and the women apparently shouldn't have anything to do with them. But it melds together as one, and yep. then it ends very peacefully,
right,
bringing back the original theme from the opening. That ends with, may all people live in unity and peace.
Well, isn't that a profound message? Timely. Yeah.
I think it's great.
Your excitement shows. Thanks for already that wonderful walkthrough. I almost want to want to buy a ticket just hearing you walk us through.
Please
it.
Come. It'll be interesting.
Well, come to First Presbyterian Church Saturday, May 4th. You'll hear the magnificent sounds of the Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein. And tell us a little bit about Feel the Spirit, seven spirituals in that one, some that we play often on our show, Deep River.
Yeah, it's a wonderful work. There are seven. It ends with, where all the saints come marching in.
Oh, that's fun.
Joyously.
Yeah. yeah.
But apparently, I understand that it was used as a way of communicating to people that there would be secret meetings.
Oh, yes, yes.
And of the Underground Railroad.
Which has its terminus up here in Owen Sound. Yes,
town.
Yes.
And I thought, and there again, it ends joyously. So what a beautiful way to sort of help the world, if you will, bring peace and gentleness
yes.
in this world that we need.
Using the power of music, of course. Yes. Well, it's going to be a fabulous evening. Tell us a little bit about the setup itself. How many people in the choir? You need a big orchestra. This is Leonard Bernstein, director of the New York Philharmonic. How many harps? How much percussion?
Well, it's originally scored for three harps and five percussionists.
Five percussionists to our church here in Collingwood.
Yeah,
I love it.
I wish I could, but no, the expense of that is prohibitive.
For sure.
However, we're able to do it with strings, brass, percussion, harp, and organ, and so it'll be a very good night, you know.
Terrific.
And the arrangement really yep. works well.
Good. And yeah. who did the arrangement?
Bernstein did an arrangement for organ, harp, and percussion.
Okay.
So I took the harp and percussion which is only one player each.
Okay.
And put that with the orchestra. It fits together
beautifully. Fits together. Yeah, it's all about proportion in the end.
Yeah.
Great. And a few soprano, a few solo sections, that is, in both of these masterworks. How are you dealing with that? I know there's a boy soprano in alto.
Unfortunately, we could not hire a boy soprano. So we have a mezzo-soprano called Maria Sulis. Now, she was us last year.
I do remember her, yes.
And beautiful mezzo.
Terrific.
And we're very happy to have her back. And she'll do that. And then she'll also do The Rudder, which is scored for mezzo-soprano and chorus
right.
and orchestra.
Right.
And, you know, it's a beautiful work. And I just hope people come out and see this, the opportunity to present this music here in Collingwood is unparalleled.
Right.
You know? So please come May the 4th. 7 o'clock.
When was the last time we heard the Chichester Psalms here in Collingwood?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to be a magnificent evening. Check it out. Saturday, May 4th. The website is choralworks.ca. Choralworks.ca. And you'll find all the details there. That is at First Presbyterian Church here in Collingwood. Just another reason to come up here, or if you live here, come to the concert. Hear the magnificent sounds of Leonard Bernstein and John Rutter with the Spring Symphony Choral Works. Brian, any other closing thoughts you'd like to share with us? What's next on the agenda?
Well, we're planning a Christmas concert, and I'm trying to get a location now. Make sure the dates work, as you know, but it'll be very exciting as well.
For sure. Oh, those are always...
Let's get this one over with.
Yeah. Wow, you're really ahead. Christmas in July, you're already a step ahead of us.
Actually, I'm looking at next spring too, as you know.
Oh, yes. Plan ahead. Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks for sharing. Always exciting to see your choristers blossoming here in Collingwood. I wish you much success with the production, of course. A big crowd there. Come check it out. Support this wonderful group at choralworks.ca. Let's now hear some of the music that will be played on this evening. Here is Steal Away from Feel the Spirit by John Rutter. And our mezzo is Melanie Marshall with the Cambridge Singers and the BBC Concert Orchestra.